We're still teaching Marco. Dion Clisso usually gets the doors. Not quite the same thing as Skinner, but Dion, I hope it's okay for you, man. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you. That is fine. I prefer the Doors, but, you know, there's also Avett Brothers. Occasionally Jake will play as well, and Skinner works every once in a while, too.
All right, let's get into these games, man. I'm excited. St. James, a couple of my good buddies from Bishop Ward High School are on the staff at St. James, and as I told you, Ark City, Kansas, man, that's one of my homes. I was a bullpup in middle school there. My sister went all the way through high school there. They're back in the state championship for the first time in forever. And let's talk about this quarterback for St. James, Dakota Burrett, and about the game itself. What are you looking at here?
Well, you know, congratulations to Ark City for making it. I think that they're probably up against a very good St. James team that's played a level of competition that Ark City hasn't played. I'm going to let our Kansas City bias show through here pretty strong. And St. James is a fantastic team playing good football, and Dakota Burrett is one of the big reasons why. Just a really good high school quarterback, and that's not a slam. He's a smart kid who makes good decisions. He challenged himself after the last game they played, Bishop Miege, and lost, and said, "Hey, I made mistakes in that game." And he told the coach that and said, "I'm gonna do better." And man, he had a great game last week against St. James, and he really makes them go. You know, James White, their outstanding tailback, and they got good receivers, but he's really a spark plug for them. Smart guy. I talked with Coach Radke this week and said that he almost will signal plays back to Matt Joshi, the offensive coordinator, like, "Let's try this," and calls on play sometimes. So just a fantastic quarterback, and they a great win over Miege last week. And congratulations to Ark City, a team that was 2-6 going into the playoffs. They won 4 in a row to be 6-6. I think that the run is going to end, though, with St. James this weekend.
All right, let's hit on these other Kansas games as well. Blue Valley North against Derby. Derby's a traditional power. Blue Valley North's kind of new to the scene the last few years, getting to that level. That's our 8-10 game of the week.
Yeah, Blue Valley North back in the state championship game for the third time in the last 4 years. They're playing Derby again. Derby's in their sixth straight game. And, they beat them the first time in 2017, lost to them the second time. Both times they had Graham Mertz playing quarterback. You know, this Blue Valley North team has really played fantastic football over the last month and a half, and really their defense has been the difference maker for them. You know, they've always been good offensively. They always can score. That's never in question. Henry Martin is the quarterback they have there. They've got some great players. We're talking about Makai Miller, one of their receivers, played a little running back for them last week, but the defense really stepped up. They gave up 14 points in the first quarter against the Lathan North last week, and then just locked down from that point on, 130-20. And really, you know, that says a lot about the kids and the coaches. Coach Sims told me that the Lathan North is hard to replicate what they do in practice, so the kids really didn't have an idea how fast they were and what they could do, and they really learned on the fly in the game and did a great job. So this is going to be a tough task. Derby is playing a lot better than they did when they got when they opened the season. They're a younger team than they've been in the past, so they're not quite maybe as just dominant as they've been the last few years, but I think this is going to be a good game, and it's in Olathe, which is a novel idea to put the 6A game where you have 19 of 32 teams in the Kansas City metro area, including Lawrence, to put that game, I don't know, somewhere close to where the actual teams are. So it's fun. It's going to be at Olathe in CBAC. Olathe West is hosting that game, so I think it's going to be a good one. Blue Valley North is I'm having a hard time picking against them right now because they just every week go out and beat teams that you think that they should.
All right, Kansas City bias coming through is good so far. Dion, are you going to keep it going with Mill Valley and Wichita Northwest?
The Fighting, yes. Mick Schaefers?
Yes, I think that Mill Valley is the best team maybe in the Kansas City metro. They dominated Aquinas. I meant to ask Jake when he texted me if he wasn't going to come on this week after the way Aquinas
That's why he's on vacation, week. Yeah, he just skipped out.
But no, they dominated Aquinas. I mean, on the offensive and defensive lines, just dominated them. And when healthy and playing right, Mill Valley can beat anybody. When we talk about Derby, they hammered Derby the first week of the season, and really had a couple hiccups along the way, had some injuries. But no, they're dominant. They're playing Wichita Northwest. This is a really good team, but I just don't think, much like Ark City, I don't think they play the same level of competition that Mill Valley's played. And Wichita Northwest is back for their third straight championship game. This is a rematch of last year's championship won by Mill Valley.
Deion Clisto from Preps KC is our guest. Let's flip to the Missouri side. We only have one state title game this week. That's Ray Peck against DeSmet. Ray Peck's got a really good wide receiver in Jaden Doss, who's not a senior. He's got some years to go still.
Yeah, he's a sophomore and just a fun player to watch. And he's on the receiving end of a lot of Conrad Holly's, the quarterback there's big plays. And, you know, that's a guy that they're putting in the backfield, too. They're trying to find different ways to get him the ball and make teams account for him, too. Last week they put him in the backfield and maybe didn't even give him the ball, and their running game opened up for their other running backs because he was in there and they were keying on him. So he's good as a decoy and as a target in their offense. And you know, when you get a sophomore who can do that, it's nice because you know you got him for a couple of years. They've got a pretty tall task against DeSmet. The team beat them 37-0 last year. It was 28-0 at halftime. But that being said, they've played DeSmet now. They know the speed. They know exactly what they're getting themselves into. It's going to be a speed and athleticism against physicality of Ray Peck. I mean, that's definitely what it's going to come down to.
All right, Dean, we got semis the rest of the way. We just got a couple minutes left, so let's start here. Everything's kind of north of the river. Platte County, they got a shot against Webb City?
I think they do. This is the third time in 4 years that they've played them. They're at Webb City, so they did that 3 years ago, so that's kind of off. They aren't worried about that, but I think they've got a shot at them. I think they're better than they were last year when they played the state championship game, and I don't think Webb City is quite as good.
And Smithville against Jeff City Helias?
You know, a few weeks ago I would have said that Helias was going to win the state championship and it wasn't going to be close. Smithville hasn't given up a point in the playoffs in three games, and they're averaging 44.5. Helias is dominant, but last week West Plains played them to 36-30. I think Smithville's got a chance. It's at Smithville on Friday night. And they're a young team, and maybe they don't know any better at this point. They're just playing really well.
And the St. John family, St. Pius, is playing Palmyra?
Yes, they are. In an email to Coach Anthony Simone Jr., their defense is playing really well. They went 14-6 last week. I told him that he could blow a team out if he wanted to. And he said, yeah, that'd be nice. But, no, St. Pius just keeps winning close, tough games. And I think they've got a chance to get this one done and get to the state championship game. Which would be just a fantastic story this year.
And down in 1A, we got Adrian just down 71 Highway. Well, I guess it's Interstate 49 now.
Yes.
Mid-Buchanan.
Yes, Adrian Mid-Buchanan. Mid-Buchanan's been number one all season long. They've been dominant. But Adrian's quietly had a good season and kind of guarantees a Kansas City surrounding area team in the Class 1 state championship.
Deion, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk about those Missouri State Championship games with you next week. Man, have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, you guys. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Thanks, Deion.
Deion Clisso, not giving the Bulldogs much of a chance against St. James. We'll see.
I didn't realize they were 2-6 heading.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Yeah. I know that back in the day, when my mom and dad were first married, Bishop Ward played against Arc City, I believe, in a state championship game. And my dad thought that the big city kids from Bishop Ward were going to go down and smash Arc City. And apparently my mom won a whole bunch of money on bets because Arc City was a machine back then and won. I don't know if they're a machine this time around, but I'm happy to see them in the state championship game. It will be a lot of fun.
Well, good luck here to our Kansas City kids in the state championships.
All the KC kids. Yep.
Derby is, always there. I don't get it, man. They're something. They got it. They're a powerhouse. But
they always are.
Blue Valley North get this thing done.
Yeah.
They're in our shadow.
That's just right here. That's where my kids will go to school if we stay things the way they are. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend, Todd.
You too,
Lebo.
Buddy.
Appreciate you, Marco. Have a great Thanksgiving. You listening out there, I hope you do it safely. I hope you do it responsibly, but I hope you
hey, why don't you have a good Friday, too? I'm not coming in here Friday.
Yeah, so. I'm going to have a great Friday.
You're
it's going to be
own.
A lot of fun, and we got a lot to talk about on Friday. By the way, it is official now. Sporting Kansas City going to play next Wednesday.
Wednesday night
right against Minnesota.
Sports Radio 810.
I'm going to go cut a promo for that right after the show. Everybody have a great holiday weekend. Look, no matter what's been going on in 2020, try to do whatever you can to think about all the things for which you have to be thankful. And focus on those for the next weekend. All right? Everybody, have a great day. Have a great Thanksgiving. I'll see you on Friday morning right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
The Border Patrol is presented by The Lofts at City Center. Boutique living in City Center, Lenexa, located at 435 in Renner. Now open. For more information, go to theloftscc.com.
Bye-bye.